This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police are investigating a shooting and a stabbing at a home near 17th and Center that left two people injured yesterday. Both are expected to recover. A woman was shot in the shoulder and a man was stabbed in the leg after a disturbance call. Police say they're still trying to figure out what led to the violence. Two Chick-fil-A company cars were stolen in Mount Pleasant Friday, leading to a police chase and one arrest. Police found one vehicle in Racine and took a 16-year-old into custody after a short chase. The other was later found abandoned. Federal investigators are looking into Wisconsin's 2020 election after an FBI interview with a senior state elections official. The official reportedly explained how the system works and pushed back on false claims. Some worry the probe could lead to the release of detailed Milwaukee voting records. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has been named Member of the Year by the U.S. Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. The group brings together city leaders from across the region to focus on Great Lakes issues. The honor was given at the group's annual conference. Drivers in Burlington should prepare for a month-long detour starting today. Milwaukee Avenue will close northbound between Pine and Kane for sidewalk work. One southbound lane will remain open, but parking will be limited during the project. And the old Boston store at Southridge Mall is moving closer to becoming apartments and shops. The Village of Greendale has sold the site to Barrett Lowe Visionary Development, which plans a project called Verdell on the Green. The first phase would include 235 apartments, with 700 apartments total by the end of construction. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A legal fight is brewing in Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers refused to roll back a ban on conversion therapy. Two conservative groups say they'll sue, arguing the rule violates free speech after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Evers pushed back, saying the practice is harmful and outdated, especially for LGBTQ youth. The state's rule treats conversion therapy as malpractice and is currently being enforced. The dispute now appears headed to court. From small towns to bigger cities, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is facing a housing crisis. She says that's affecting the workforce and local economies. During a visit to Eau Claire, she toured recently renovated affordable housing and talked about the challenges people are facing. She says the message is consistent across the state.
No matter where I travel in Wisconsin, I am hearing about a housing crisis, especially for those who need affordable housing, people in the workforce. I hear from business owners that as they try to grow their workforce, people come and say, I'd love to work here. Thank you for the job offer. I can't find housing in the area.
Baldwin is supporting federal legislation to expand housing options and says partnerships at the local level will also be key to solving the problem. A large African stork is drawing attention across the state. Witnesses say the marabou stork has been sighted all week and has two rings on its left leg. A representative with Natural Resources says the bird is not wild and likely escaped from captivity. The stork appears healthy and can fly. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew prepares for the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Yankees. Blake Perkins coming through with a key two-run RBI single on Mother's Day after losing his mom to cancer last summer.
Obviously, to come through in a spot is always great. It's been a lot of emotions for me today. It was good. It's joy, a lot of joy.
It's the first time the Brewers have swept the Yankees since 1989. Basketball, the Bucks coming up with the 10th pick overall in the NBA draft lottery. That's the highest pick they've had in 10 years. And former Packers running back A.J. Dillon back in Green Bay over the weekend to help fight hunger in Wisconsin.
It's nice to see those people. It's nice to see them in the community. Parents who we've helped give backpacks of food or whatever. And it was like, hey, this made a world of difference for us during the summer with our kid. Like, rewarding isn't the word. It's very fulfilling.
Dillon now with the Carolina Panthers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Sunny and calm with a high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, becoming cloudy toward morning. Our low down to 40. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or thundershower in the morning. Windy, too, with a high right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.